Well, our next teacher is last year when summer we had, we always have the younger individuals, and they shared the word, and I was walking towards the back, and I saw JR, and I said, you know, one of these days you're up on deck. He said to me, yeah. And I said, oh, I got to remember that. And that is exactly why I have invited him to share God's word with you this morning. This is his first public teaching, and I'm very proud of him. I know Mom and Dad are. And I'd like you all to welcome Joseph Rocco Pacheco.
So, I will be teaching on the cost of obedience. Obedience is defined by compliance with an order, request, or law, or submission to another's authority. The key concept there is compliance with authority. And authority itself is defined by the power to influence others, especially because of one's commanding manner or one's recognized knowledge about something. Like, right off the bat, this is how we should be with God, right? God's like an authority figure to us, and we have to obey what he asks of us. So, take your Bibles and turn to Luke 17. Alright, so Luke 17, right, that's what I said, right? Yeah, Luke 17, verse 3, it says, give me a moment, I'm a train wreck, hold on. Yeah, okay, I got it. Luke 17, verse 3. So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. Jesus tells his followers to forgive. Well, he says that you don't need your faith increased. You just got to do what you're asked. That's what obedience is. If somebody trespasses against you, rebuke them. If they do this the first time, forgive them. God wants us to forgive people, even if we are wronged numerous times. If they come up to you and like, I'm so sorry, can I forgive me? You gotta forgive them. That's just what's asked. And that's, if you do this, you're essentially obeying. You're doing what God wants you to do. So now we can turn to John 5:19. John 5:19, it says, then Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For all that he does, this is also the Son does together with him. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all the things that he does. And he will show him greater works than these that ye may marvel. Alright, so, what's being said here is that we can't do anything unless we obey and abide by what God asks and expects of us. God promises that we have eternal life, and if we want that eternal life, we have to do what he asks. But if we want that and then go off and steal something, that's not really a surefire way to get to that eternal life. Essentially, we can't live a healthy Christian life without obeying. As Christians, we need to abide and do by what he asks of us, which is like a crucial step to getting that eternal life. So, we stay in John, go to 6, John 6. John 6:38, it says, for I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will that he sent me. That right there, it's pretty much an expectation from God of us to obey him. We were put on earth to serve him. This was the intention of man since, you know, day one, before he decided to sin and just ruin everything. But now it's an expectation for all of mankind just to, you know, serve and obey. The same way we have expectations from our superiors, like To you guys, it would probably be a boss, but to me, it's my parents. My expectation is to clean my room, which isn't something I necessarily do, but if I do, I get something in return, which is my allowance. Since God has these expectations of us, he, in return, will give us the gift of eternal life, which is, like, way better than $5 a week. But we shouldn't obey God just for the reward. We should do it to love him.
Yes.
Like, that same way that when you tell your dog to sit and they actually sit, that, like, sense of respect you get from that, we want to give that to God because, like, you're not really deserving of it. Now we're going to go to Matthew 4. All right, Matthew 4, 1. It says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.' Jesus answered, 'It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Jesus essentially says here that as Christians, we have to live on the stuff that God gives us. Like, we have a whole book of instruction that we could use to make, like, a guide for ourselves to be good Christians, right? So, yeah, you need to use this in our everyday life, and that's, like, obedience. And then it continues to say, "Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand to the highest point of the temple. 'If you are the Son of God,' he said, 'throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone.' Jesus answered him, 'It is also written, do not put your Lord God to the test.' Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. 'All this I will give you,' he said, 'if you bow down and worship me.' Jesus said to him, 'Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.' Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him." I really like that Bible story. Like, it's just like, leaves you at the edge of your seat, of like, oh my God, what's he gonna do? Jesus made a promise to God that he wouldn't fall into the temptation of the devil, even after the devil gave him all these, like, really nice things. Obeying God requires an iron will, and we can't get pulled away with all the tricks of the adversary. So obedience in Christianity can be defined by following God despite hardship. Even when there is hardship, it's an expectation from God for us to obey. And like all expectations of authority figures, we want to live up to them. When we live up to expectations, we are usually rewarded, which is an incentive. But usually we live up to these expectations because we're expected to, which is how our relationship with God should be. Jesus didn't die on the cross because he wanted to get into heaven. He was already going there. He died willingly because he wanted to obey God. Jesus was influenced by God by connecting with him spiritually and follow what he said despite suffering or temptation. And that's how we need to be as Christians. We need to be, like, ready to obey God, even at, like, the most, like, conflicting moments of our lives. And this is how we define our relationship with God as disciples. We are to follow him, and God is our authority figure, and we need to let his, scriptures influence us. So in summary, there's a lot of emphasis on the importance of obedience, but the cost of it. There's going to be a lot of adversary temptations and hardships in life, because it's never easy when you're a Christian. I'm pretty sure we all have, like, really conflicting moments in our life where we're like, eh. But we gotta, like, stand strong with God. And despite the just the sole fact that the adversary is coming to us specifically because we have that relationship with God, opposed to how people who don't believe, they have it kind of easier because they're not attacking them. The devil already has them.
Yes.
And despite all that, you need to have a strong will and always obey God. It just shows him respect and love like we want from our dogs when we tell them to sit. So, yeah, that wraps everything up.